The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
The fight continues. I'm Jeremy Scott. The World Health Organization is opening a long-planned special session of member states to discuss ways to strengthen the global fight against pandemics like the coronavirus. This is just as the worrying new Omicron variant has sparked immediate concerns worldwide. In the wake of diplomatic wrangling, a draft resolution for the special World Health Assembly stops short of calling for work towards establishing a so-called pandemic treaty that could beef up the international response when, and not if, the next pandemic erupts. Physicians are warning Ohioans to think differently about the latest variant of the coronavirus and the symptoms that come with it. Dr. Anoop Kanodia practices family medicine at Ohio Health and Kanodia MD. He says the symptoms of the Omicron variant differ from symptoms we look for in other COVID strains.
These symptoms are sore muscles, tiredness, not feeling well, slight cough. But here's the difference also. There's no loss of smell or taste.
Kanodia says researchers are seeing people who already had a previous variant of COVID-19 can be reinfected with the Omicron variant. A one-car accident in Keene Township yesterday morning resulted in no major injuries for the juvenile driver. It took place minutes before noon on State Route 83 by Township Road 204. The female was on 83 when she lost control of her car and went off the road. Airbags did deploy, but her injuries were minor. She was treated at the scene. From the sheriff's office, that was the only accident from yesterday. Only one complaint as well. That was a traffic stop at 1220. As far as accidents from the day before that go, Jamie Henderson of West Lafayette reported her vehicle was struck while parked in a business lot in the 1100 block of Walnut Street. Then the suspect left the scene. Many complaints. Timothy Campbell of Coshocton reported the theft of his license plate. Citation was issued for speed on U.S. 36 at County Road 495. Glenn Hill of Coshocton reported damage to his Jeep. Citation issued for speed on State Route 16 near County Road 6. Raphael Piskach of Independence, Ohio, reported a burglary in the 28,000 block of Township Road 346 in Jefferson Township. Ivan Miller of Millersburg reported a female trespassing in the 33,000 block of Township Road 21 in Mill Creek Township. Heidi Rojas of Smithville was arrested and charged with criminal trespass and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Teresa Accord of Coshocton reported her shed being broken into in the 600 block of Locust Street. Well, most WTNS listeners are not procrastinators when it comes to their holiday shopping. 57% of people said in the last WTNS question of the week they do their shopping throughout the year, bit by bit. 28% admitted they are last-second warriors, while the other 15% said they do the bulk of their shopping on Black Friday or today, which is Cyber Monday. Turning our attention to this week's WTNS question of the week, citing enrollment numbers, the Riverview School District has begun discussions about possible reconfiguration or consolidation of elementary schools. Regardless of which district you live in, we want to know your opinion of centralized schooling. Let us know starting later this morning at mywtnsradio.com under the question of the week tab. On the topic of shopping, as we enter a mad dash for the holidays, there will be a lot of shipping going on. Major companies like FedEx and UPS are urging you to double-check your deadlines. Ground shipment rates can vary depending on the carrier and the destination. If you want your packages to arrive before Christmas, you'll need to buy second-day air services before December 22nd and next-day air services before December 23rd. As for the U.S. Postal Service, first-class packages have to be received by the December 17th deadline. You can send it via priority mail by December 18th. Ohio's capital city has tallied a record number of homicides for the second straight year, with several killings reported in Columbus this week alone. The Columbus Dispatch reports the fatal shooting of a man Friday afternoon in a neighborhood on the city's south side marked the 179th homicide in Columbus this year. A drive-by shooting in an east side subdivision had killed a teenager 2 days earlier. This means with a month left on the calendar, Columbus already has surpassed the adjusted tally of 177 homicides recorded in 2020. And this reminder, a monthly test of outdoor warning sirens will take place this Wednesday at 10 a.m. EMA Deputy Director Troy Cole says the monthly test will promote public awareness of the 8 warning sirens located throughout the county. The 8 sirens are located at Bakersville, Conesville, Coshocton, West Lafayette, and Walhunding Valley Fire Stations, as well as at Coshocton City Schools in Canal Lewisville and Pleasant Valley. The county's tornado siren test occurs on the first Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. During the monthly test, the alert tone sounds for 1 minute. And in conjunction with the sirens, WTNS will conduct its monthly emergency alert system test. This notifies residents the sirens and EAS are simply just tests. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9, Communication Lines program coming up, and we will have guests for most of our first hour this morning and open phone lines during the second hour. Normally, I consider football a light topic. I don't know if that is the case this morning, but that will be hour number 2. An exciting update to the Christmas Castle project. We just received yet another very large donation, and it's from a local organization that's been part of our community for well over a century and a half, and they have shared $1,000 talking about Home Loan Savings Bank and the Home Loan Savings Bank employees, and we have Cindy from Home Loan on the phone. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Mike.
Cindy, first of all, I don't know how many years the employees of Home Loan Savings has been sharing with the Christmas Castle. Certainly goes back as far as I remember. What keeps you coming back each year?
Well, we just know it's a good cause, and we like to, you know, help the community and children are dear to our hearts, so we want to help them as much as we can.
And I'm going to put you on the spot here. Exactly how many years has Home Loan Savings Bank been a part of Coshocton?
I'm not sure.
Over 150, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't know the exact thing. I took over when another lady quit. So I've been doing it since 2012 or something, and she did it way before then. So I'm not sure exactly. It's been several years.
All right. Home Loan Savings Bank, a long-standing part of our community, and supports not only the Christmas Castle, but so many other things throughout the year. And it's important that that folks understand that not just the company but the employees get involved in this as well.
Right. That's correct.
Well, Cindy, I want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning, and thanks to you and everyone at Home Loan Savings Bank for sharing with the Christmas Castle Project. It is truly appreciated, and $1,000 is going to go a long way.
Good. Well, that's good to hear.
That is Cindy from Home Loan Savings Bank, and $1,000 with the Christmas Castle. So, and get to you, Ellen. Hang on just a minute here. Okay. And an update on the Christmas Castle. Let's see, family number 48 now. So let's see, that takes care of several families. Let's move forward to family number 48 and give you the details of this family. This is a family with 3 daughters. And their names are Bonnie, Becky, and Brittany. Got the alliteration with the B's going there, although we do change the name for privacy's sake. Mom says it isn't that girls are more fussy than boys. It's just that they are more sensitive. Well, that is a talk show topic right there. The boys tough it out, though, because they don't have good clothes to wear. The girls, they would like to have new winter coats this year. You can help change their tears into smiles and help these 3 sisters with $225 for family number 408. And again, thanks to the generosity of Home Loan Savings Bank and their employees and their $1,000 donation to the Christmas Castle, we just need another $205 for family number 48. And keep those phone calls coming. We are off to a great start this morning. We are approaching the $10,000 threshold. Our running total so far is $9,320. So we are $780 away from $10,000. Of course, the monetary goal, we have a long way to go. Monetary goal is $50,000 this year. Actually, it's $49,000 and some change, but for the sake of simplicity, we're calling it $50,000. So we have $40,000 and some change to go to reach that goal. That's where you come in. If you've been thinking about sharing with the Christmas Castle, and you know you have, why not give us a call right now? And Jeannie is sitting up front right now, just sitting there waiting for the phone to ring and for you to call in with your pledge. We'll take down your name, your phone number, and how much you would like to share with the Christmas Castle Project. And the phone is ringing as we speak, so keep those phone calls coming. And I'm going to get to you here in just a minute here. The Prairie Chapel Church Youth has shared $300, and I know they help each year. They're at the youth at the Prairie Chapel Church. They sit around, they talk about what they could give to each Christmas, and I know that the kids there at the Prairie Chapel have helped out each year as well for several years. So they have shared $300, a very generous donation of $300, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284 if you can help out. So I'm going to do some math in my head again, dangerous thing. We need another, to see it, $205, that's $95 off family number 52. So we need $130 for family number 52, if my math is correct. So if you've been thinking about calling, or if you have a pledge ready to go, $130 will take care of the remainder of the needs of our current family, 740-622-1560. Let's check our weather forecast.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 4th for our Christmas open house. Come and go anytime from 9 to 3 for our make and take buffet style fresh pine wreath workshop. And don't forget about Pictures with Santa from BKH Events. We will have designers on site to help you create your masterpiece, and we will also offer 10% off store wide. Some exclusions apply. Call ahead to reserve your wreath, 740-295-9100.
Mostly cloudy today, cold with highs in the upper 30s for tonight. Cloudy with a 50% chance of snow showers, little or no accumulation. Near steady temperatures in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid 40s. Currently it is 29 degrees in Coshocton, and we're going to have open phone lines on most of our communication lines program today, or at least the second hour, to talk about whatever is on your mind. The phone lines are open, and I see that there's been some calls coming in. Can't wait to see what they were all about. We have here in the studio to kick off our program today, Ellen Hardesty. You heard me referring to Ellen a couple of times, just sitting here and waiting for the last 15 minutes. And Ellen wearing a different hat today. Good morning, Ellen.
Yes, I am. I am coming in because we're having auditions. Jackie McCune and I, we are co-directing Nana's Naughty Knickers. Finally coming to pass. I mean, we started it, like you and I discussed here just before the talk show, right before COVID hit. I mean, this was going on. We had the cast. We had everything. And then this hit, and we were like, oh, okay, well, that's not going to happen. So we're actually, the production will be almost to the day 2 years later.
Yeah.
And due to some foreseen things, we need, a few people couldn't do it. Rest in peace, Susan Gordon. She was in it, and she can't do it. We had another man. He's not going to be here in town. And a woman moved. So we need three people to audition for the play. And our auditions are taking place a week from today, December 6th, at 6 p.m. at the Triple Ox Theater. And I just wanted to say a little bit about each character. Jackie couldn't be here today. She's just a little bit under the weather. Get better, Jackie. And so I want to give a little bit about each character and to get things going. The dates for the play, I want to give that, Mike, because then people can say, well, I can't do it, or maybe I can. It'll be, cross your fingers, March 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th, the matinee on the 20th, and then the 25th and 26th. And I think you know this, Mike. We've changed the times now to the productions. They're 7:30.
Uh-huh.
And that makes it really nice, too. You know, you can have a couple hours.
It used to be 8 o'clock for the longest time.
Oh, for the longest time, yeah. But now it's 7:30. And the play is just goofy as can be, which I think everybody's going to need come March, you know, or need it now, actually. But it's about a young woman that moves in with her grandmother in New York City. She's going to studying to be a lawyer, going to school. And her grandmother is has an illegal boutique in her apartment. Now, people think that's not much, but she's not paying taxes. She's not doing any of that. She's selling to her older friends. And she's like in her 60s, 70s, 80s years old, this woman. And, you know, she's selling, you know, lingerie, some cute little.
There's where the name come from. Okay.
Yes, Nana's Naughty Knickers. So she's selling lingerie to all her friends, you know, and she has a best friend. This is one of the roles that we need, a best friend. Her name is Vera, and she's, you know, you can play around a little bit with the ages, 60s, 70s, and she's got a good part. She and they're best friends, and that's one of the roles that we need. Her name is Vera, and 60s, 70s, on up, I mean, you know, and it's a nice role, and we need someone for that. And then we have two other parts, a younger woman. She can be 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, it's not as big a part, but it's this role, actually, and they wouldn't have to be, which is nice too, Mike, at every rehearsal, which kind of makes it mm-hmm. nice, you know, and we could work around certain things. And she's 20s, 30s, 40s, so a little bit of a character, and she's a New Yorker, you know, so yeah, that it's a fun role. And then the gentleman can be 50s, 60s, 70s, and he is actually the landlord of the building. And so he doesn't really appreciate the grandmother too much. He kind of wants her out because she was, how do you say it, not grandfathered in with the apartment. She pays the same rate all the time, even when things are going up.
Yeah.
What do they call that? I don't know.
He can't kick her out, though. Okay.
Rent control. No, he can't. He can't. So it's very frustrating.
Is he onto the illegal boutique thing there?
No.
Okay. Don't want to give too much away.
But his role is not huge either, but it's a kind of role that would be fun. Both of those, the smaller roles, could be fun. They can help backstage. We need a lot of help backstage. There's a lot of ins and outs, intricate things with the set. I mean, things are just, it's kind of a slapstick-ish kind of thing. So we do need help backstage, and these roles that you're on for a little bit, come backstage and help. So I'm telling you, backstage can be a lot of fun too. So that's what we need. And our audition dates, like I said, are next Monday at 6 o'clock at the Triple X Theater. And I see you got some donations. You want to go with this?
I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But I remember, you know, the memories came back when I learned you were going to be in here. Didn't we talk about all the details of this 2 years ago, up to the point where, yeah, I mean, it was a go. You had dates and everything. And then COVID.
And COVID hit. And we're really looking forward to doing it. And I think it's kind of fun, too, that we're doing such a comedy like this to start the season, you know, the regular season off, because I think we just need it. And this is the first time directing for Jackie and I. So this will be really interesting.
You mean as a partnership or either of you directing?
Period.
Okay.
Period. Yeah.
That's an interesting dynamic.
It is. So. Jackie and I work really well together, and sharing the co-directing, I think it's going to be a great time. She does a wonderful job. She's always worked backstage. I think she's been in a couple of productions. But for the most part, she's always been a great stage manager, just great backstage. I've always been on stage. I've done a couple of things backstage, but not like Jackie has. And we thought, let's just do this. Why not? You know, I said it's like the Coen brothers, if anybody's
familiar. The Coen brothers. All right. I'm a big fan as well. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can, you know, so we're really excited about it, really looking forward to it.
Ethan and Joel. Jackie and Ellen.
Yes.
So, so if I'm understanding correctly, those that were, I am going to have to get to this pile
here.
I totally understand.
You've got some people in here too.
Okay. Well, we'll get to them here in just a few moments after we finish up with you. But, those that were cast 2 years ago, you offered, they're still cast. But
yes, they
some
still
that,
they are.
Couldn't do it. Okay.
I'll say this real quick here. We have Mickey Galija as Sylvia. She's the lead. Katie Agus, she's Bridget. That's the lead female. Jesse Winery, he's Tom. That's the love interest kind of thing, you know. And then the Claire is Kathy Huffman. So those are the ones that are coming back. And then it's the other three, like I said, the one woman in her 60s, 70s, 80s, another woman in her 20s, 30s, 40s, and one man, 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm really varying, you know, the age, because you can always look different on stage. Mm-hmm. And the two other parts, they're small, but they're good. I mean, every part is integral, especially these. They are integral to the play. So it's not like they're just walk-ons either. So, but that's next Monday, December 6th, 6 p.m. And we'll follow our Facebook page, Shock and Footlight Players, and join whatever. And I'll keep putting stuff out on Facebook also.
All right. What about the, you mentioned not everybody has to be at all the rehearsals.
No,
what are, for those that maybe have never done it before, what are the rehearsal nights? How often and when do you rehearse?
Yeah, we usually do, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9, but you know, there could be times if we have to, we could bump it up to 6, 6:30. I mean, it's always set in stone at 7. I mean, you know, if something happens, we need to bump it to 6. I like to be out of the theater, and I'm sure Jackie will agree. I like to be out of there by 9. I mean, I do not. Towards the end, though, tech week, things like that. Tech week, I mean, is you get everything together, the lights. Then you probably have to stay a little bit longer, but I do not like to keep people. And I'm not one that likes to stay. You know, I will, 9 o'clock, I will like to get people out of there. So that's your commitment. And, it is a commitment, but oh, it's so much fun. I mean, I'm there to have a good time. That's the main thing.
You characterize it as goofy from the, the offset. Is there any message underneath it at all? Maybe
a little message there. I'll let people find it out.
It's more about laughter and fun.
It is. That's exactly what we wanted and what we were going for. And, especially our first time out together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nana's Naughty Knickers. What are the production dates again?
Okay, let's say March 11th and 12th, March 18th and 19th, a matinee at the 20th. Those are usually at 2, I believe. And the 25th and 26th. This is all in March. And we need 2 women and 1 man. And we would love to have anybody over. I mean, we would love to have you. Jackie and I know we're going to have a good time.
And once again, when are the audition dates and times?
Okay, that'll be next Monday, which is December 6th. At 6 p.m. at the Triple Ox Theater.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, if anybody actually wants a script or something to read, you can give me a call here at the station. I work 11-430 here. You can give me a call. I can leave one out front. Or you can get a hold of Jackie on Facebook or me on Facebook if you want a script and read it beforehand.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. And, Ellen, I'll see you in about an hour and a half.
Yep. Oh yes.
That is Ellen Hardesty representing the Triple Ox Theater, Footlight Players, a co-director of Nana's Naughty Knickers and auditions for 3 parts coming up. And you are invited.
Hey, Brittany, did you know Drown Law Offices is holding a Christmas light contest this year?
No, I didn't. What a great idea. How can I enter the contest?
Between November 29th and December 13th, you can text or email a picture of your lights to Brittany, that's B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, at drownlawoffices.com with the address of your home, phone number, and your name. Your picture will be uploaded to the Drown Law Office's Facebook page.
Well, I don't really want my name and phone number shown on Facebook.
Don't worry, they won't share that information.
Well, what do I get if I win?
The winner receives $500. Second place receives $100. And third place receives $50.
Wow.
There will also be a judge's choice winner who will receive $100.
How do we know who wins?
The photo that receives the most likes on Facebook will be the winner.
When will the winner be announced?
Winners will be contacted by phone and announced on Facebook on December 20th, and prizes will be available that day as well. Check out the Drown Law Office's Facebook page for more information on how to enter the contest, or call 740-291-8080 with any questions. Happy decorating!
Tuesday, November 30th, is Giving Tuesday. On that day, and only that day, any donation to the United Way of Coshocton given through our website will be matched by our local Coshocton Foundation. They will match up to $5,000. So even if you've already given, will you consider giving a donation that'll be doubled by the foundation? And if you have yet to give, please do so through our website, CoshoctonUnitedWay.org, on Tuesday, November 30th, and follow the Q-Give directions. Thank you for living united locally, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. There is so much more to selling real estate than just the purchase price. Bankers, purchase contracts, inspectors, title searches, appraisers, closing fees, tax proration, surveyors, mineral rights, just to name a few. Whether buying or selling, you would be wise to have a good, experienced, professional real estate agent on your side. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Mostly cloudy skies today, cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of snow showers, little or no snow accumulation. Near steady temperatures in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid 40s. Currently outside our studios in Coshocton, it is 29 degrees. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a little bit, and more exciting news. Boy, this has been a great morning for the Christmas Castle Project, and it's about to get even better. We have here in the studio with us for a few moments, Cheryl Slaughter and also Brittany Howell from the Drown Law Officers that are going to share with the Christmas Castle and also issue a challenge. Good morning, Cheryl. Brittany, thank you for being here today.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. And Cheryl, can you tell us what the Drown Law Offices has pledged to do for the Christmas Castle?
Well, we have pledged a $1,000 donation.
Very generous.
And we challenge any business professionals to match that $1,000. And if they exceed it up to $4,000, we will match that.
Okay. So if we get another $4,000 in pledges from business professionals, you're going to match that $4,000.
That's so, correct.
Up to a total of $5,000. Well, I guess just some P's and Q's. What constitutes a business professional?
Well, realtors, banks, attorney offices,
dentists, anyone with a professional license.
Okay, and but though the rule to match though is you got to ante up. You got a $1,000 pledge and $999. You're not going to match it. $1,000, you will.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that is certainly a very generous donation to kick things off. $1,000 and a generous offer as well. So anybody with a professional license, professional organization that can meet that pledge of $1,000 or beat it, the Drown Law Offices are going to match that donation. And then again, that is up to a total of $4,000 in matching funds. So potential for a big chunk of the Christmas Castle Project being taken care of right there. $1,000 puts a pretty good dent in it. And Cheryl, Brittany, can you talk a little bit about the decision-making process and how you came up with the idea or the thought of sharing with the Christmas Castle to begin with this season? Brittany?
Yeah, Mr. Drown really wanted to try to bring some joy to our community. Things have been pretty down lately with COVID and illnesses that are everywhere. So he thought, let's do lots of good things for our community. This, we're doing a Christmas light contest. We did an adopt-a-family program. We're doing as much as we can to bring some positive to our community.
And we just had a commercial for the Christmas lights project. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and how that works?
Well, they will submit their photos to Drown Law Office's email, which is Brittany's email. It's Brittany at Folland and Drown. Oh, I'm sorry, Brittany at DrownLawOffices.com. They submit their photos. They'll be posted on our page on Facebook, and the first, second, and third place winners will be decided on how many likes they get. Then there'll be a judge's choice where on the 17th of December, we will go out and drive around to the places and see which ones we like, and then there'll be a winner for that one. First place is $500, second place is $100, and third place is $50, and then the judge's choice is $100.
Okay. Now, you want people to post pictures of their own lights, right?
Well, they can be nominated by someone, too.
I see. Okay.
We just need to make sure we have the information, like the address and the homeowner or whomever that owns the home that's doing it. We won't put that on Facebook. The only thing we'll put on there is the pictures, though.
Okay.
Well, we'll put the address so people can drive around to see, but we won't put names or phone numbers for the public to see.
If you nominate somebody and you take the picture of somebody else's, who gets the prize money?
The people that decorated it.
Okay, all right. So it would certainly be a nominee, but photographers can get into it as well. So if you are a good photographer and a good light putter-upper, you are in luck. So now what's the deadline for entry for this? Do you have one yet?
I think it was the 17th. We're going all the way up, and then the 20th we'll be giving out the prizes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. So the Drown Law Office is going all out. But back to the Christmas Castle Project. Again, thank you for your generous donation of $1,000 to get this challenge kicked off. Any other business professionals, professional organizations, and that could be medical, dental, banks, other attorneys' office, give us a call right now, and we can reach that $4,000 at max in no time at all. Can you just very briefly share with us about the Draw Law offices and what areas especially that you have in your offices or what services that you provide?
Well, we have, we're a law office, plus we also are a title company. We do closings for people that buy new homes. Brittany is our title agent for that. We do everything from estate planning, which is doing wills, power of attorneys.
He does bankruptcy, anything real estate. That's really his wheelhouse. It's one of his favorite areas to practice. Mm-hmm. He really does, he's kind of a jack of all trades.
Yeah, pretty much
you
a lot of
things. You mentioned family law, wills, et cetera, and the type of thing that virtually all families need a lawyer for those basic things, and that's an area specialty as well?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, very good. What else would you like to share with us, either about the challenge or the Drown Law offices?
We just want everyone to know that we want to help people this year. We started our Adopt-A-Family last year. We helped six families, and we're helping six families this year as well. Mr. Drown feels like this, as Brittany has already said, that we've had so much problems with COVID and all kinds of things that a lot of people need help. And it's not due to anything that they've done. It's just everything that has happened. So we would like to help out.
Well, very well put. And Drown Law Office is helping out in a number of different ways, just very quickly. And again, if folks would like to share with the Christmas Castle Project, give us a call. But there are many other wonderful causes out there to help families and help our community and people in need this winter. You mentioned Adopt a Family. Can you elaborate on that a little bit and how that works?
Well, we advertised on Facebook, and we did a commercial here, and we got a lot of applications. The deadline is over for that. We are now starting to shop for our families that we've chosen. But they had to write, someone could nominate them, or, you know, they could nominate themselves, and whatever it was, their needs or things, you know, or what tragedy or problems they had. And then we go through all the applications, and we get the ones that are, I hate to put it that way, but probably the worst ones. And those are the ones that we pick.
Okay. All right. And how many employees do you have in your office? Is it just the two of you and Mr. Drown?
We have six total.
All right. So there are people back there holding down the fort
right
now.
Yep, there is.
Anything else? Again, thank you so much to you and Todd, Mr. Drown, and everybody in your office for thinking of the Christmas Castle project this season. And the $1,000, and I'm sure the matching funds that we are about to receive will make a big difference. And thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is Cheryl and Brittany from the Drown Law Offices. And again, just running down the rules here, they have shared $1,000 with the Christmas Castle, and they challenge all other professional organizations and business professionals. If you have a professional license, and again, that includes banks, medical, et cetera, other real estate offices or attorneys, you can give us a call, 740-622-1560. Make sure to mention that you are meeting the challenge of the Drown Law Office, and if you donate $1,000 or more, they will match that up to a total of $4,000. So, Phone lines are open. If you would like to share with the Christmas Castle, ladies, thank you again for being with us today. That is Cheryl and Brittany from the Drown Law Offices. We have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560. Now, I'm going to give you do the math, give you an update on the Christmas Castle here very shortly. And usually it's a lot of fun to talk about football on Monday morning. Maybe not so much today, unless you are a Bengals fan. So give me a call. The phone lines are open. Let's get started. We'll be back here in just a moment.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have
tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Black Friday is finally here, and Rural King has deals that can't be beat. Like 20% off all boots, or a 4-foot LED shop light, just $14.99. Or how about a 14-foot trampoline for $199.99? Or 20-pound bags of gourmet grill pellets, just $4.99 each. Black Friday deals only last Wednesday through Saturday, so shop 4 days of unbeatable deals at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King, America's farm and home store.
As occasionally happens, a bit of a technical glitch here. Computers are wonderful until they stop working or until they crash, and this is just a quick problem. So in the meantime, the phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. If you want to talk to me on the talk show, or if you want to help out with the Christmas Castle, and a couple of more commercials here because I've got some more math to do.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Inflation is causing prices on everything to go up, even here at Cheap Tobacco, making it harder on everyone to afford the products they love or even find them. But don't worry, Cheap Tobacco has the answer. At Cheap Tobacco, we have the largest selection of roll-your-own machines and supplies at the lowest prices in town to help you save money without sacrificing quality. Not sure how to get started? Stop by any Cheap Tobacco store, and our employees will be more than happy to work with you and show you just how easy it is to get started. So easy, you'll even wonder why you didn't start sooner.
Visit Koshakin's Cheap Tobacco at 115 North 2nd Street.
Hi, this is Blake. I have an important question. Are you tired of hearing about how bad things are in Coshocton? Our jobs leaving town, higher taxes, higher water bills, higher gas prices, foreclosures, higher this and higher that. When does it stop? How about today? Call 622-9791. 622-9791. I have great deals on houses and apartments. Rent one or let me help you buy one. 622-9791.
If it's a Honda and it's got a motor, think John Hinder Honda Power Store.
Black Friday is here. Give your family the gifts they'll never forget. Gifts that only can be found at the Honda Gifts That Go sales event, going on now through December 31st. Choose from any of our two-wheel street bikes, scooters, dirt bikes, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Head over to John Hinder Honda Power Store, where you'll find the biggest selection of inventory around. Home of the Lifetime Engine Guarantee. See dealer for program details.
For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for drivers 16 years and older. Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and read the owner's manual.
If it's a Honda, it's got a motor in John Hinder Honda Power Store.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
It is 9:40, and phone lines are open for the remainder of our morning today. And let's get caught up on the Christmas castle. We had the folks from the Drown Law offices here with us, and also a $1,000 donation from the Home Loan Savings Bank and their employees, both very generous donations, but a few others that we certainly want to recognize here. Mentioned the Prairie Chapel Church Youth. They have shared $300 with the Christmas Castle, and that is very generous, and nice to see the young folks getting into it and helping out fellow kids with the Christmas Castle project. So a $300 pledge from that group, and I know that they've done it before, so thank you, thank you. And we heard from the Master Gardeners earlier, but received another phone call from the Extension office, and Coshocton County OSU Extension has shared $200 with the Christmas Castle, so another $200 from the Extension office. So thank you for your generosity as well. So $300, $200, they're coming in big chunks this morning. And among all that, somebody came in and handed us a $20 bill. And those add up quickly as well. And we just take that cash, turn it over to the Salvation Army, and type in cash, $20 and paid. So quick and easy. You can do that if you would like as well. If you are thinking about sharing with the Christmas Castle, or maybe you have never done so before, and we explained all the details Friday morning, but essentially, we will take down your name, your phone number, and how much you would like to pledge, and turn those dollars over to, you can drop it off here at WTNS or the Salvation Army, or mail it in. And then we turn those dollars over to the Salvation Army, and they and their volunteers and their shoppers will make sure that the kids get their new winter coats and winter clothes. The need is out there. It is every single year, and you have done a lot to help so far. Monetary goal is $50,000, and we just crossed the $10,000 threshold. In fact, we're just $10 short of $11,000. So if you call in with a $10 pledge, that'll put us right at $11,000. And another organization we want to make sure that we acknowledge once again, that's the Coshocton County Antique Power Association. They have shared in the past as well and have checked in with a $100 donation. The Coshocton County Antique Power Association, they have their tractors at the fair each year, and they love to show off those old tractors and farm equipment whenever they can, and they also like to give back to the community. They have shared $100, the Coshocton County Antique Power Association, with the Christmas Castle, and we do appreciate their generosity. We'll get to the phones right after this.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV, Polaris and Canium. Right now, Valley ATV has a huge selection of wheels and tires in stock on sale for all brands and models of ATVs and side-by-sides. New wheels and tires make a great gift, or give a Valley ATV gift certificate.
Hurry to Valley ATV, Polaris Can-Am on Jellaway Road, Danville, or go to valleyatv.com.
Mostly cloudy today, cold with highs in the upper 30s for tonight. Cloudy with a 50% chance of snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, near steady temperatures in the lower 30s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a mostly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-40s. So currently in Coshocton, it is 30 degrees, so we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and you can call the same phone number if you would like to share with the Christmas Castle, or if you want to be on the air with me. We need another, latest family. Didn't give you the details of family 55. This family didn't know what to do except ask for help when dad lost his job. It's the first time they've needed help with five children, two teens, one preteen, and three others, age 9, 7, and 6. And they needed to ask as their children are in need for outerwear for school. Your gift of $375 can just put smile on these five children's faces. and we need another 335. So we're just getting started on family number 55. You can help out with $335 or any part of it, 740-622-1560. And again, a reminder, if you are a professional organization, any type of professionals, you hold a professional license in something or the other, the challenge has been issued by the Drown Law Offices to meet or beat their pledge of $1,000. And if you do, they've pledged, shared $1,000. And if you call up your professional organization and you share $1,000, Drown Law Office is going to chip in with another. You need to mention that when you call us, though. 740-622-1560. Let's take our first phone call of the morning. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hopefully you guys had a good Thanksgiving.
Had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you did as well.
Yeah, other than the traveling was a nightmare. But
well, what kind of travel? Did you travel by car or by plane or by both?
Oh, over by car mostly because okay. I'm going to have to clear up to Lipstick.
And you went where?
Lipstick. The town right outside near Wapakoneta, like near where Lance Armstrong, Neil Armstrong's museum's at.
And so what was the nightmare with the travel?
Just pretty much the traffic as it usually is.
Uh-huh. Well, there's no real easy way to get from here to Wapakoneta, though. You have to take the back roads, don't you? Or do you go through Columbus?
We went through Mount Vernon.
Okay.
Yeah. But here's a new challenge for you, Mike. That's a new TikTok challenge.
No, can't wait to hear this. All right, what are they doing now?
You ever heard of the Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah, I think I did see something about this. The Kool-Aid Man from the TV commercials, he was a giant pitcher of Kool-Aid with liquid in it that had a big face and arms and legs, and the tendency of what he did in the commercial would be to burst through a brick wall and announce his arrival. How does that relate to a TikTok challenge?
Well, kids are now attempting it and smashing through fences like that.
Okay, and apparently kids are doing it.
Yep. Yep, it's not like the usual list of TikTok challenges I bring up, which here in a couple days it's deck the halls and show your Christmas packages. Keeping it clean on the air.
Yeah, you painted a clear enough picture as to what that means. So, I shouldn't laugh about this. It's just an insanity with the society we live in today. It seems.
Yeah, it's just pretty much crazy.
So the challenge now is to what? Go bursting through a fence?
Yeah, pretty much like that. It's been happening up in Maslin. And pretty much it's going to be looking like a criminal charges if the kids are caught doing it.
Well, it is vandalism, after all. It is a crime.
Yep, and pretty much I can name several charges. I can name also destruction of property, criminal mischief.
Yeah, pretty much all of these TikTok challenges involve criminal behavior, most of which people would consider criminal mischief. But if you damage somebody's fence or break their fence, somebody's got to pay to replace it.
Yep. Yep, and it's just very much sad as it is. Plus, I also, over the weekend, I finally got to see the new Ghostbusters film.
How was it?
Pretty good. It would definitely tug at anybody's heartstrings. It makes the 2016 remake look like a past present. Look like a past something we want to forget about.
So you give it a thumbs up then? Now, did it have any of the original Ghostbusters in it?
Yes, yeah, pretty much the only three that are left still alive, Mike. Ernie Hudson, Bill Murray, and Dan Aykroyd.
Uh-huh.
And then, because I don't want to spoil the whole movie if anybody is on the air who hasn't seen it yet.
Okay, well, the one you alluded to, what, 2016 was it? That's when there was a female version of the Ghostbusters movie that came out, and it was okay. I saw it, but just didn't quite have the feel of the original.
Yep, and plus also they had a little tug of strings with four, where they put at the end of Poor Harold.
Oh, okay. Harold Ramis?
Yeah. Yep.
I just watched Stripes again a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. Can't believe he's been gone for so many years. Now.
Well, no football talk this morning. Is that out of respect for me or?
Yeah, out of respect for all the Ohio State fans licking their wounds.
Okay, I keep thinking you're a Bengals fan, but you're a 49ers fan, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But my Niners did beat the Vikings, and I wonder how many Bengals fans are going to be making Steelers jokes right now.
I bet a lot of them. So that means that the Bengals have beaten the Steelers twice this season. That AFC North is brutal. It's hard to tell who is going to emerge after all the dust settles, although the Browns aren't doing much to help their cause. They got a bye week now, and then they take on the Ravens again in a week from yesterday, so it'll be two games in a row against the Ravens. But every time one of them stumbles, and all four teams have had some bad losses this season. They all seem, except for the Browns lately, all seem to get back in the saddle and continue to compete in that division. So it'd be interesting to see who emerges. I've got a bad feeling about the Browns from here on out, though.
Yeah, the NFC, I'll tell you this much, another division that's really competitive is the NFC West.
And that's the one that the 49ers are in, right? Let's see.
Yeah.
Who else is in that division? That's got the Raiders are in that division, aren't they? And the...
That's AFC.
Okay. Who's all's in the NFC West?
Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, Seattle Seahawks, along with the San Francisco 49ers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a competitive division. Arizona, let's see, how did they Arizona do yesterday? They got off to a hot start this year, and let's see, I don't see an Arizona score. Do they play tonight, or do they have a bye week?
I think they may have been on a bye, Mike.
Okay.
And I know the Rams where Odell Beckham Jr. went.
Yeah.
Which he took them down for you guys if you wanted to consider him a traitor.
Well, whatever. I don't want to be too hard on Odell. I think he just found a better home. He scored a touchdown yesterday. They did get beat, though, by the Packers.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll just make it brief about the whole deal of COVID. The way these COVID variants are coming up, we're going to pretty much have to learn the Greek alphabet.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if they're giving the variants names in order like they do when they need to use Greek letters for hurricanes, but Omicron is pretty far into the Greek alphabet. So there must have been some other, either they're not using them in order or there's been some other variants that weren't quite as severe.
Yeah, but I thought it's pretty much it's crazy with all the stuff. But I thought I might bring up that whole challenge in the news and then see what anybody else thought about it. Maybe somebody can actually have a worthwhile, honest discussion in the spread awareness around for the kids.
All right, well,
parents to talk to the kids about.
Thanks for calling. It is the phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock this morning. The latest TikTok challenge and. I hope that the effect that we have here is that it encourages parents to have a talk with their kids and to thwart it rather than to give kids ideas as to what to do. Well, they're in school right now, so give me a call. We can talk about the TikTok challenges. That is a topic that our last caller brings up now and again, and challenges that all of them, virtually all of them, if not all of them, involve some kind of criminal behavior from what many would consider mischief, such as vandalism, like the Kool-Aid guy challenge running through a fence. And I could see a picture of a kid that tries to run into a fence, and the fence is just fine, and the kid bloodies up his forehead. That's terrible. Schadenfreude, is that what you call that? But these TikTok challenges, they all involve some sort of criminal behavior, ranging from mischief all the way up to assault, and maybe even beyond that. So give me a call. We can chat about the TikTok challenges. We can talk some football if you would like. And if any other fellow Buckeye fans want to call up and lament the Buckeyes' loss to that team up north, on Saturday, and there's no way to sugarcoat it. The Michigan Wolverines came to play, and The Buckeyes didn't. Michigan had their A game. The Buckeyes did not. Phone lines are open. Give me a call. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a long to-do list and a short amount of time to deal with insurance coverage? Let the multitasker's best friend, your local Grange independent agent, use their expertise to save you money.
At the Jacobs Bammann Agency, the Grange independent agent, we're specialists at comparing insurance companies and rates for busy people. Contact the Jacobs Bammann Agency at 622-1796 or visit our website at www.jacobsbammann.com.
Products not available in all states.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Selecting a memorial for a loved one can be a personal and emotional experience for family members. Choosing a monument from Milligan Memorials allows you to work directly with the artists and craftsmen who will create your memorial. This is Tim Milligan, and I'm proud of our family's 107-year tradition of providing quality memorials in Coshocton and surrounding areas. We specialize in custom monument designs and handcrafted diamond etchings, from the simple to the very complex. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help yours.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
Who do you choose for your home health care? A company with over 50 years of experience, or someone still learning? Hi, I'm Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care, and for over 50 years, we've provided care for the elderly, the disabled, and chronically ill. Our services include wound care, medication monitoring, pain management, doctor-ordered regimens, and physical therapy. But best of all, College Park Home Care comes to where you're most comfortable, your home. To learn more about what sets us apart from the others, call College Park Home Care at 740-623-4607.
It's bacon extravaganza at Papa John's Pizza. The triple bacon pizza is topped with smoky crumbled bacon, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and real smoked bacon slices. It's a bacon lover's dream. Get a large bacon pizza for $13. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
Black Friday holiday savings starts now with appliance discounts all month long at Millersburg Electric. Plus, qualified customers get no interest with no down payment till November 2022. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor. Getting inventory is tough, but our staff continuously searches for available products to give you the best selection during these times of shortages and delays. So be sure to visit us during the Black Friday savings event going on now at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South of Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space. Got a caller waiting. Got to get to you here in just a moment. Do need to update the Christmas castle. Don't want it to get away. And that's a good problem to have because we have had lots of phone calls come in this morning, and we are off to a rollicking start for the Christmas Castle project. Saturday morning, we had robust activity on the phones, even more so this morning. We have had donations of all different sizes coming in this morning, from $20 all the way up to $1,000, and they all add up very, very quickly. I want to thank all of the businesses and corporate donors that have shared with the Christmas Castle and all the individuals as well. We have a $25 individual donation to add into the total, and also a $50 individual donation. So thank you. We are over the $11,000 mark and taking care of the remainder of the needs of family number 54. And Actually, we need another $260 for family 55. So if you can help out with any part of that $260, keep those calls coming. 740-622-1560. This is WTNS FM, Coshocton, Ohio. And do want to remind you that if you are a business organization, a professional organization, and you are considering sharing $1,000 or more, don't forget the challenge issued by the Drown Law Office. If you chip in $1,000, and they're going to match it. They're going to do that up to $4,000 more dollars. So if you share $4,000, they'll match that $4,000. Right now, we haven't had anyone to our knowledge that has taken us up on that challenge. So why not give us a call right now, 740-622-1560. Just mention it when you call. All right, we have a caller that's been waiting for a few minutes, waiting patiently. So let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Just called to give a little update about the coal miners memorial. Oh. We instead of putting lights on the trees this year, we put brand new lights on the trees last year, and within a week and a half, they started going out. So my wife and I, we came up with the idea. We put up, went down to a store in Zanesville and bought artificial wreaths, they're 36-inch diameter, and had some Christmas bulbs put on it. We bought some lights and got those put on there, and bought metal easel or stands to put them on. So, and then we anchored them down with 10 anchors, and then we took 6 bricks down, 3 bricks for each bottom of the easel to kind of anchor that down. So we got a reef on each side of the miner statue.
Okay. The lights kept going out, huh?
Kept going out last year, and the trees keep growing taller, and my ladder wasn't quite as tall enough last year, and I thought this year if I do that, and if I'd have to fall and land on that setting wall, it wouldn't feel very good.
That would not be a very Merry Christmas, no. How long is the just for our listeners here? You were the catalyst. You made that that happen with a lot of donors and other people. I understand, but that was your baby, getting that coal miners memorial installed. And I know a lot of things had to happen to make it a reality. How long has it been there now?
It's been there since October 19th, 2013. So it's been 8 years.
Okay. I was going to say it's well established. It's been there for a while now. What kind of feedback do you get from the community or visitors to the community about the memorial?
Well, it seems like over the last year and a half, I've heard more feedback, and it's all been positive. That people, you know, they drive by, and some people they drive by like at night, maybe a little bit of snow going on, and they didn't know that it was there. They actually thought maybe the statue, thought there was a person standing there until they, you know, stopped at the stoplight.
Yeah.
Realized
I got to be honest with you. I knew it was there, and just for a minute, I thought it was somebody just standing there as well. So it's a life-size coal miner then, right?
Exactly, yeah. And people, you know, some negative comments early on, well, what's the guy pointing at, you know? And it was the guy down in Zanesville, Alan Cottrell, you know, that ended up making a statue. He said, well, we have him pointing, and he's going to be standing back of the stone. Yeah, he's pointing actually at the back of the stone where the list of names are for the men that died in a mining accident in Coshocton County. So that's why the guy's pointing. He's pointing at the back of the stone in remembrance of those names.
Are there similar monuments elsewhere during your research and preparing for this presenting it to the community? Are there similar? Did you come across similar monuments elsewhere?
Oh, yeah, down in Virginia. I never made the trip down there, but I got online, and I forget now the name of the town. They have a really nice, a little bit bigger than what we have, the stone and everything. Then they have a full life-size miner statue. You know, my wife and I, we travel to Kentucky. We travel to West Virginia, Tennessee, and these little burrs, we found one a year ago, went driving, and didn't get lost. We knew where we were at, but took a, just happened to take a left-hand turn and go down this little road that went out of town, Pennington Gap. Pennington Gap, I think that's Virginia. And there was this little miners' park. They had actual, like, three pieces of old equipment. They had a shuttle car. They had a cut machine. I think they had a roof boulder that somebody had donated years ago, had it there sitting on display. And then they had a statue, and they had a stone, and had bricks. And, you know, in Harlan, Kentucky itself, they have a huge, you get online, they have a huge, tall stone. And it dates back to the early 1900s. Every year, men that died in the mines accidents, they've got that name etched under each year. And it's, you know, these places, I mean, I kind of like, I'm biased, I like to brag, kind of, you know, we keep ours real nice and stuff like that, but these other places, it's probably fell back to the, maybe the local authorities or whatever, and it's in disrepair, you know, they got weeds, they got, you know, grass growing up, they got leaves, you know, around and stuff, and it's like, boy, what a shame.
Well, and that's always a concern when you do put up a new monument or something like that. And I've talked to you long enough to know that you aren't going to let that happen, at least as long as you're still around.
Exactly. I talked to the judge yesterday and showed him. He hadn't got to see the new, you know, the lights and stuff, and he thought it was great. I told him the same thing. He said, well, between you and me, he said, we'll make sure that everything's kept looking real nice.
As is the case with everything on the court square, for that matter.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, and then to kind of switch gears real quick, I know you're on the Christmas Castle and probably got people needing to call, but the song by the group Bread, Everything That I Own.
Uh-huh.
I always thought that was talking about a broken relationship, a breakup, girlfriend, boyfriend, something like that.
And it's not?
Did a little research on Wikipedia, you know, what's the meaning of that. And David Gates, his dad died like 2 or 3 years ago before this song came out and became a hit. And he wrote that song after his dad had passed. And then when this thing became a hit, that's what he's talking about. I wish my dad was still here. I give everything I own.
Yeah. Well, and I,
but
you know,
it sounds like, you know, the other.
Yeah, it sounds like the end of a broken romantic relationship. And so many of Bread's songs are love songs and over the top, mm-hmm. like that. So, yeah, well, it makes sense when you put it in that context, though.
Yes, so I thought that's a great way he could give, you know, honor and stuff to his dad, even though his dad's not here.
Yeah.
But pay him that kind of respect.
Sure.
Okay, I'll let you go, buddy. I know you've got a busy morning.
Yeah, and that's the way I like it. Thank you for your call this morning. And now that is the person who, through his efforts, brought the coal miners' memorial on the court square there at the corner of 4th Street and Chestnut Street, not putting up lights this year. They kept going out, so we decorated in a different way, but it always looks nice. And remembering the coal miners from Coshocton County who lost their lives during the heyday of coal mining. And I didn't get into all the numbers with him, but there were a bunch. It is 9 minutes after 10. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. We did have another caller that was waiting moments ago. Hope you give me a call back. And the Christmas Castle project, let's see, where are we right now? We are on Family 55. We need another $260 for Family 55. So why don't you give us a call as we get the news from the Associated Press.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Nearly 200 million Americans are now fully vaccinated, and that's giving many confidence that they can travel safely this year to visit family and friends. The AP's Mike Kempin.
The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels. AAA predicts that 48.3 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday period. That's an increase of nearly 4 million from last year, despite sharply higher gasoline prices. More than 2.2 million travelers streamed through airport checkpoints last Friday, the busiest day since the pandemic devastated travel early last year.
And this morning, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade returns the way you remember it. Balloons, clowns, marching bands, Santa Claus, and spectators. They were banned from the parade last year because of the pandemic. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are pumped up to see the balloons pumped up. This is really one of the very best things that happens all year in New York City.
Shoppers are returning to stores and splurging on all kinds of things. But listen to this. You may well pay up to 17% more for toys, clothing, TVs, and other things on Black Friday this year compared with last year. That's according to Allianz Research. Ahmaud Arbery's mother says though three white men have been convicted of murdering her son as he ran in their Georgia neighborhood, the trial victory is bittersweet.
I often think about that days ago, that when we got justice for Ahmaud, there will be a victory, but at the same time, Ahmaud will not be returning home. Ahmaud is gone forever.
Wanda Cooper-Jones spoke to the AP. This is AP News. At least 27 migrants have died after their boat sank as they tried to cross the English Channel.
A French maritime rescuer says it was very shocking to recover the bodies of migrants who drowned after their boat sank. Charles Devaux, a regional manager for the SNSM Lifeboat Association, says his crew recovered six bodies from the water, including a pregnant woman. Both countries cooperate to stem migration across the channel, but also accuse each other of not doing enough. And the issue is often used by politicians on both sides pushing an anti-migration agenda. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, the number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped last week to the lowest level in more than a half century. It's another sign the job market's rebounding from the COVID recession. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Well, another little technical glitch there. It's important stories there from the Associated Press, but they're a couple of days old. So phone lines are open till 11. We will work on that. Update on the Christmas Castle project, and as soon as I get caught up, we get another note or another call, and I like it that way. Just received this one didn't call in. They just brought in and brought us a check for $250, and this is a family donation, so we want to thank them for their generosity, someone with a Warsaw address. So thank you for $250, very generous, and that means we need another $10 for family number 55. So maybe you're not in a position to share $250. Most of us aren't, but you can help out with $10 or $20, maybe $50 for the Christmas Castle. 740-622-1560. We need another $10 for family number 55, so keep those phone calls coming. And we have built up some pretty good momentum this morning, call after call after call. And we've had some $20 pledges and some $25 pledges. Also, we've had some $100 pledges, $200, $300, a couple of $1,000 pledges this morning. So give me a call. We're coming down the home stretch, and I say that because we want to be done with the fundraising phase by Friday. But we've done it before on Thursday as well. Wouldn't that be great? So if you've got meetings this week or card club or organizations that are getting together, why not make a quick mention and say, hey, can everybody chip in 10 bucks or 5 bucks for the Christmas Castle and then call in that pledge? The phone lines are open for you to do so right now at 740-622-1560. 14 minutes after 10, let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Well, let's talk a little football.
Okay. Where do we start?
Well,
this was not a good weekend for our favorite teams.
No, I'd say not. I didn't even stay up long enough to finish watching the Browns
I didn't either. It was, what was it, 6-3 at halftime? Or
I think the trouble with the Browns right now is they're letting the quarterback run the show. And I like the guy, but he's hurt, and he's not getting the ball to his receivers. And another thing, what happened to Tig? He wasn't even there, I don't think. Did he get disciplined for some reason?
Oh, you know, now that you mention it, I don't know. You're talking about Master Teague?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that that he wasn't there. I know that, let's see, what's his,
Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson, but the other guy, the short guy that's like trying to tackle a bowling ball.
He didn't run much either, did he?
Didn't run much, but he was in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Buckeyes got out. There's no way to make excuses for him. The Buckeyes were outplayed, and, you know, a lot of people want to get on the officials, but the Buckeyes did jump off sides over and over. Again, you gotta throw the flag when they do that, and they played sloppy, and the Michigan State, some other games that they played in, had blowouts earlier in the season. What happens is that the Buckeyes get out to an early, you know, 3-4 touchdown lead, and in the case of Michigan State, and Michigan State shot themselves in the foot. Then you take teams, running teams out of the game plan, and they got to start throwing it more, right. and things only get worse for them. That didn't happen with Michigan, and they kept running it and running it well.
Well, I've watched the Ravens play several games, and they're better than people give them credit for. I think. I mean, they're fast. They hit hard. I don't like them. They are a good ball team. They're on top of the world right now.
Yeah, I think that in AFC North is just there's no team. Nobody's out of it yet. The Bengals they stumbled for a couple of games, but they came back and put a hurting on the Steelers yesterday. The Browns, I'm kind of agreeing with what you're saying about Mayfield. You know, it's often held up as how tough you are, you know, being tough when you play through injuries, and there is a certain toughness that goes along with that, rather than saying, oh, I'm hurt, I don't feel good, I don't want to play. Somebody like Mayfield, as part of his character, part of his personality, as long as he can get up on 2 feet, he's going to want to go in there. Yeah. That is a quality that is admired, and to some degree should be, but also it can be to the detriment of your team if you are hurt too bad that maybe you're not 100% or 90%, but maybe you're just 50%, where it would be better to count your losses for a couple of weeks, take him out, let him get healthier, and be back closer to 100%, because as long as he stays in there, the more beat up he's going to be. And I can't help but think that his injuries are having a significant impact on his effectiveness as quarterback.
I think he got hit pretty hard there a couple times too, and that didn't help him any. But the other guy didn't look too bad when they had him in there. I'd have let him in there for a few plays to see what would happen. But they didn't try nobody else that I seen.
And they couldn't get the running game, and that's concerning that the Ravens shut down Nick Chubb in the running game. It really hasn't mattered who's been in there at running back for the Browns this year. They usually are able to rattle off at least 100 yards on the ground.
Right. Now let's go to the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
I never seen such stinking play call in my life. You got the best quarterback in the business with accuracy and short things, and you go back to the run game and you wasn't getting nothing. So boy, oh boy, but he got really chastised for that. I didn't get to hear any of the reruns of what the some of the players, professionals. I was disappointed in the game we played.
Yeah, they did not have their A game. Play calling and execution, both on offense and defense.
We got outplayed. We got outcoached. We just got beat. That's all. They wanted it worse than we did.
I think you're right.
I got another theory, and this is just something I'm thinking about. And I said it from the start, when they allow this gambling and point shaving and point predictions of teams that's winning, I think it's going to ruin our college sports. It's all right if you want to do it to the pros, but I sometimes think that's a racket too. And it's getting to me, it look kind of stinking of the whole kit and caboodle. You know, if Harbaugh would have lost that ball game, he would have probably lost his job. Now they hate him all around, say, oh, I don't think so, don't think so. Well, that's an alibi in my estimation. Because the Buckeyes have looked pretty daggone tough in the last. They had the quarterback that could thread the needle. 25 yards, and by golly, he didn't get to do it. And even a couple of times, the coach was he was laughing at something that had happened. If I'd have been coaching that team, I'd have been mad. I wouldn't have been laughing about it on camera. So I don't know. It's just. Another disappointment, I guess.
Well,
you know, just like we said before, Mike, we got a lot of teams that love us out of our record.
Yeah.
But if we lose one game, we ain't happy.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's true, and yeah, it's nice to, and there's only a few college football programs that are like that. Michigan would be another one, and Alabama, and, you know, maybe Notre Dame, maybe a few others. You lose one game, and you think it's, the end of the world, but the Buckeyes just two losses on the season. I did see an article. I didn't read it, but there was somebody that was trying to put together a scenario where the Buckeyes could still get in to the college football playoffs. I can't envision such a scenario. I didn't see what their reasoning was. The Buckeyes dropped from number 2 to number 7 in the AP poll. I think that they will drop to 6 or 7 in the college football playoff rankings as well, and that the chances of going to the college football playoffs are zero at this point. Because Michigan, regardless, even if Michigan loses next week, they are still going to have the same record as the Buckeyes and won the head-to-head competition. So if there's going to be a Big Ten representative in the CFP, it would be Michigan. I'll see. Michigan's going to play Iowa now. I'm not quite sure what happened, but it looks like Iowa is who they're going to play in the Big Ten championship. So I'll be rooting against them. I don't want Michigan to win anything else this season. I don't. If it's any other Big Ten team, hey, I root for the Big Ten. But Michigan, it's a little bit different. The hardest, I think, one of the hardest things to swallow that game on Saturday was seeing Harbaugh smiling on the sideline, all those Michigan fans happy, and it was up in Michigan, so they cheer for the wrong team every time something bad happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, we made a lot of noise too, you know, the week before.
That's for sure.
Every time the opponents had the ball, but you know, I don't mind the Ravens Harbaugh. At least I can stand him, but I never did like Michigan. Now, see, he's going to be he'll get a nice big raise, especially if they win the Big Ten championship.
He's been on the verge of getting fired for about 4 years now. I am actually kind of surprised that they still had him going into to this season, but you know, finally beating Ohio State, and however deep they get into the playoffs, you know, he's got something to put on his resume, something to hang his hat on now.
But you know, a couple of them games this year, that Michigan stunk. I mean, they didn't look. Of course, I said all along that the Buckeyes, they didn't look like a championship team to me. I mean, I think they could take care of the Big Ten, okay. But when it comes to Georgia, and after Oregon beat them, and I've watched Oregon play a couple of games just to see how lucky they was, but I think there was a little bit of luck in that game because they have struggled too.
They have, and Oregon, the Buckeyes, the first two games they beat Minnesota, but it was not a very impressive win. Then they lost to Oregon and looked pretty mediocre. Then after that, they played a couple of Tulsa and Akron, a couple of your lesser teams, and beat them handily. Then the Big Ten season started, and I think we started off with Rutgers and Maryland, two of the perennial bottom dwellers in the Big Ten. So clobbered both of those teams and beat, let's see, who else? I think Indiana was in there. Beat Penn State, so that was the one, that was the first big win that they had. They struggled a bit against Nebraska. Boy, Nebraska's got to be the best three-win team in the country there is. And then that game against Michigan State, and the Buckeyes, at least on paper, looked like they were getting progressively better. And they were to some degree. But that Michigan State, I think, I don't know if they were starting to believe it themselves, but they looked unbeatable. If that team that beat Michigan State were to have played Georgia, or if that team would have showed up to play Michigan, things might have turned out differently. Michigan did beat, or Michigan State did beat Michigan, let's not forget.
Yeah. I said Michigan was better than they looked, you know, all year. They struggled against several teams, but so did the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Some of the teams we should have blowed out, we just barely won. So, but anyway, I just keep telling myself it's just a ball game. Just, I told my son the same thing, Brandon, it's just a ball game. Don't get, but I get riled up as bad as he does.
Well, yeah, if we didn't get riled up and it wasn't disappointing when our favorite teams lost, and if we didn't feel some disappointment, then we wouldn't be able to feel the brotherhood and joy we feel when they do win. So.
And, Mike, I got to say something to you, too, about your good friend and Brent's friend in Pennsylvania that lost his son.
Yeah.
That's what more can happen. Just what Brent says. He says, "What more can we stand?"
Well, tough.
That would be a terrible situation.
A tough time for him, and I know your whole family, and a tough time for it. Boy, it's been a rough year for my friends, and my heart goes out to you, and certainly him as well, and his entire family.
I live my loss all over again, Mike.
Yeah.
So I know exactly how he feels.
Yeah.
And I told him that. So, and I feel sorry for the one in Pensy too.
Sure. But,
he's a good friend of all of you guys. You guys, I always called you the Three Musketeers because you all played the trombone and I never seen it. I was overwhelmed with all the notes of sorry, and it was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, that's all I got.
All right. Well, certainly thoughts go out to you and your entire family, and phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock this morning. And it won't go into the details publicly, but that last caller, been friends with him for years, was very good friends with his son and their family, going through some pretty tough times right now. And, in fact, have had a rough way to go over the last two or three years, and we have just learned of another tragedy in another friend's family as well. So certainly something that that hits home with that caller and with me. It's great to celebrate the holidays and Thanksgiving, but also the holidays can drive home losses and difference. You know, if somebody that was at the dinner table last year is not going to be there this year, that's tough. That is painful. Things are never going to be the same again. And if you lose a family member, whether it's somebody that, you know, whether it's a grandparent or a great-grandparent, or whether it's a child or something that you just was not natural, that weighs in the back of the mind of the folks and the families. And we've all been there at one time or the other. So always keep those folks in your mind when you think about celebrating. Maybe reach out to those folks if they need some help during the holidays. So the holidays, as joyful as it is, can be bittersweet as well, perhaps even painful. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. 1567 or 545-9284. And looks like I have some more math to do with the Christmas Castle project. We do appreciate everybody. And, you know, and I know some of the folks that give each year. Perhaps you have are dealing with personal losses this year as well. So a generous donation, and we'll make that announcement here in just a moment after I get all the paperwork done.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sandcast is hiring production employees for their cast iron foundry in Coshocton. Those capable of passing a drug test and willing to work third shift should apply. The position has a starting wage of $17.94 per hour with annual bonus included, plus shift differential. All new employees start day one with competitive medical benefits, 401k matching up to 6%, are able to earn 2 weeks of vacation during the first year with additional 3 paid personal days, and overtime is available most weeks. Apply online at WABTECCORP.com/careers and enter Coshocton as the location.
Tuesday, November 30th is Giving Tuesday. On that day and only that day, any donation to the United Way of Coshocton given through our website will be matched by our local Coshocton Foundation. They will match up to $5,000. So even if you've already given, will you consider giving a donation that'll be doubled by the foundation? And if you have yet to give, please do so through our website, CoshoctonUnitedWay.org, on Tuesday, November 30th, and follow the QGive directions. Thank you for living united locally, and Merry Christmas.
For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. The ASE Blue and iCar Gold certified technicians at Rick's Auto Sales and Repair can handle all of your auto repair needs, from dents and dings to major collision repair. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair, located on South 2nd Street, or call them at 740-622-3471.
Mostly cloudy today, cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, near steady temperatures in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 32 degrees. And Christmas Castle Project, phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock this morning, and some Monday morning quarterbacking. If you want to lament the Buckeyes' loss, boy, things were looking up for the Buckeyes, too, after they clobbered Michigan State. But as I said all last week, the Wolverines playing for the exact same stakes. So instead of the Buckeyes going to the Big Ten championship game, it'll be Michigan. Instead of the Buckeyes going to the college football playoffs, it will be Michigan, should they take care of Iowa next week. I think they will. And Michigan with a shot at a national championship Now, different philosophies, schools of thought on that, whether or not to root for Michigan, but can't do it. Can't root for Michigan. I heard from one of them, came out of the woodwork on Saturday. Hadn't heard from her in, I don't know, 8 or 9 years since the last time Michigan beat the Buckeyes. So if you're a Michigan fan, number one, why? Because these airwaves aren't making it up to Michigan. Why are you a Michigan fan that lives around here? If you moved here from Michigan, yeah, we can give you a pass on that. But if you grew up here in Ohio and you're a Michigan fan, just to be a contrarian, yeah, sorry. Don't want to see Michigan fans be happy about their win over the Buckeyes. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call, 740-622-1560. That smiling Harbaugh on the sidelines at the end of the game, I think that was about the worst part of the day. The Buckeyes have ruined Jim Harbaugh's season for how many years has he been there now? 7? And I was perfectly happy with that. So, but it is their chance to celebrate. A blind squirrel finds a nut every 10 years or so. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. Can't make any excuses. The Buckeyes did not play a good game. A lot of folks say, well, the officials called all these things against the Buckeyes. Well, the Buckeyes were offsides all the time. And those are the kind of mistakes that you just can't make in big games, let alone 5, 6, 7 times. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. And the Buckeyes just could not get into their game. The passing game was largely ineffective. The big difference maker is the Buckeyes, they had, a couple of 20-30-yard games. But other than that, they didn't have many big plays. And big plays have been a hallmark of Buckeye football so far this season. They can score from any place in the field, and they have done just that up until Saturday. So we can talk some Buckeye football if you would like. And then there is the Browns. It was a lackluster first half. I did not stay up for the second half. I stayed up till halftime, went to bed. Glad I did. The extra sleep I got was more valuable than spending another hour and a half to watch the Browns lose. But what I did see, that didn't Lamar Jackson throw 3 interceptions there in the first half close to each other? And how many points did the Browns turn that into? Nothing. It was a sloppy game. Offense and defense. The offense couldn't get things going. And the defense, I guess it can't be too hard on the defense because they only gave up, how many points was it? 16 points. But that was enough for the Ravens to beat the Browns 16-10. And who do the Browns face next? Well, it's that same Baltimore Ravens team. You don't see that very often, but Baltimore beating the Browns yesterday, and then the Browns get their bye week, their week off next week. There'll be no Browns game. The Browns are not going to lose next week, but the following week, it's the Browns and the Ravens going at it again. So we can chat about some football if you would like. Christmas Castle and... Okay, that one, that's already been, just need to mark that one paid. We have a new one that just came in, a $25 family donation, and says that this is a in memory of Bert and Bob Wood. So $25 donation in memory of Bert and Bob Wood, and that brings us up to, let's see, our running total. Excuse me, we need another 60 minus 25. We need another $35 is what we need for Family 56. So if you've been thinking about sharing, if you call with a $35 pledge, that will take care of the remainder of the needs of Family 56, and we can move on to the next family. So don't be shy. Give us a call at 740-622-1560. Back in a moment.
2-2-2-2-2-2. Hi, this is Blake. I'm practicing. Do you rent a house or apartment? Do you pay too much rent? If you have 2 years on your job, lived at the same place for 2 years, we need to talk. Call me at 622-9791. Nobody will rent you a better house or apartment for less money per month than me. Call me at 622-9791. Ask me about my free rental deal. Also, I want to remind you we have 3 full-time experienced maintenance men ready to fix you up. The number to remember is 622-9791. Something else not to forget, I will pay you $100 for your moving expense. 622-9791. That's the only number you need to remember.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite and most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on December 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. That's 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They are currently offering pay starting at $16.14 per hour. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, stop by December 5th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
At Irwin Family Eye Care, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis treat more than just blurred vision. Their services include foreign body removal and treating eye diseases, swollen lids, red eyes, and eye injuries. Their office is available for any eye emergency 7 days a week. Call 622-2270 any time of day.
Mostly cloudy today, cold with highs in the upper 30s for tonight. Cloudy with a 50% chance of snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, near steady temperatures in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 36 degrees. And open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. Back to the Christmas castle. And couple of donations. I want to give a mention to the American Legion Post 65, and they help out with the Christmas Castle each year as well, and very generously want to thank American Legion Post 65 for sharing $500 with the Christmas Castle. $500 is going to take care of a lot of families and a lot of kids, and get them some nice warm clothes for mornings just like this, and from when they're out playing in the snow and out in the cold. And I know it's cold already, but it's going to be cold for another 4 or 5 months or so. So that's what the Christmas Castle is for, is to bundle up these kids and to get them some nice new clothes that in many cases they pick out for themselves and feel good about wearing them back to school at the end of the Christmas holiday. So again, a big thank you to the American Legion Post 65 for sharing $500. And another one that just came in, this one wasn't called in, but family donation. They shared $250. I think I mentioned that one, but family from the Warsaw area. So $250, a very generous donation from that family and also from the American Legion. So my comments about what family we were on were inaccurate a little bit ago because I had not added those two in. So if you do add them in, that brings our running total to $11,815 and takes us up to the needs of family number 61, which is a family with one child by the name of Shane. And Shane's mom has been unemployed for a year and has had a difficult time keeping the heat and rent paid. And the young man is in need of sneakers, some warm winter shoes, and a warm winter coat as well. A $75 donation will keep Shane warm this winter, and we need that entire $75. But that's a family with one child. We allot $75 per child. So if you can help out that one family, that one child with $75, give me a call at 740-622-1560. And as soon as I say that, I am handed a note from the Otsego First Baptist Church. And I hope I'm reading this right. Catherine Gravett Missionary Circle, 740, Catherine Gravett to Missionary Circle. They have shared $100 with the Christmas Castle. So we want to thank them for their donation as well. And that $100 pledge takes care of the needs of family number 61. So let's get the details of family 62 now. And I think it's in here somewhere. This is a family of five. They've been overwhelmed with medical bills this year, and many of us have been there. The dad is the only one who is currently working, and he's trying to his best to provide for the family. John is 15, Justin is 13, Catherine 6, and they need new winter clothes. And your gift of $225 can help these three kids stay warm. So if you can help out with any of that $225, actually we just need $100 more dollars for that family. 740-622-1560. Phone lines are open to be on the talk show and to share with the Christmas Castle. We'll be back right after these words.
The average family of four uses 400 gallons of water a day. That's a lot of drinking, washing, bathing, and cleaning. But is your current water source providing the best possible water? Let Ray at Progressive Water Treatment help you evaluate your home's water quality and suggest the best equipment for you. Progressive Water carries water softeners, filters, reverse osmosis systems, as well as bottled water units, which are all built in the USA and feature smart, advanced electronics so they are easy and efficient to use. We also carry softener salt and 5-gallon jugs of water for cooler units available for pickup or delivery. Call Progressive Water Treatment at 740-622-5711 for all your water needs. We are located inside of Frontier Supply Company at 778 South 2nd Street.
My son is not some statistic.
My daughter's not a headline.
My girl, she's not someone's agenda.
What
she is.
Is irreplaceable.
COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer.
So I talked to my daughter's doctor about COVID vaccines.
And she said they're highly effective in preventing hospitalizations
and deaths, even from the Delta variant.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Black Friday is finally here, and Rural King has deals that can't be beat, like 20% off all boots, or a 4-foot LED shop light, just $14.99. Or how about a 14-foot trampoline for $199.99? Or 20-pound bags of gourmet grill pellets, just $4.99 each. Black Friday deals only last Wednesday through Saturday, so shop 4 days of unbeatable deals at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King, America's farm and home store.
The world's largest Christmas gift was the Statue of Liberty, weighing in at a whopping 248 tons.
Whoa, that's quite an impressive gift.
At Dean's Jewelry, we have some pretty impressive gifts ourselves.
Like an amazing selection of diamond and birthstone jewelry, gold and silver chains, Ohio State jewelry, watches, and more.
And don't forget to fill out your wish list for a chance to win a $500 shopping spree from Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Where wishes for beautiful jewelry come true.
Redefine what's possible at Central Ohio Technical College, now offering more flexible class formats. Whether you're ready to fast track from just a job to a career, get that promotion, or start a bachelor's degree, COTC is the smart choice to reach your goals quickly. Our on-campus, virtual, or hybrid formats fit your lifestyle. And with small class sizes, personal attention, and free tutoring, you'll be on your path to what's next. Learn how COTC can get you there at go.cotc.edu/ycotc.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Christmas. I'm Candy Hostetter with HER Realtors. Is your Christmas wish getting a new home for the first of the year or selling one that you have now? If so, then let me work for you and make your Christmas dream come true. Call me, Candy Hostetter, with HER Realtors at 740-575-1248. And Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Mostly cloudy today and cold with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, near steady temperatures in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-40s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 36 degrees. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I think I may have something positive to say today. I've been thinking about all my little things I wanted to talk about, and so I don't know how a person would look at this, but, you know, everybody's talking a lot about inflation, and I just you always wonder, at least I do, about all the what-ifs of life, you know, and for sure inflation's going to be a burden or a negative for whatever party's in power, but are there people really out there that think that we wouldn't have inflation if we hadn't changed administrations in Washington, you know, and things hadn't shifted? I suppose there are, but things are definitely up. But I think the positive part of it is that all these people that we had never thought much about.
I lost him right when he was about to make his point. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
You said the positive is, and then you cut out for about 5 seconds. So start over with that thought.
Well, the positive part is that I think all the people that we never thought much about that were essential workers. I mean, I'm even talking.
Well, I'm going to have to bail out because I can't make out what you're saying this way. Usually he starts off with, can you hear me? And I say, yeah, good strong signal today, and didn't start off that way today, but it's cut out a couple of times. So maybe you can give me a call back here in a minute or two when he gets to a better spot, or maybe you can give me a call at 740-622-1560. Do need to get to another break before the top of the hour anyway, but it's not too late for you to give me a call. We'll be back right after this. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Redefine what's possible at Central Ohio Technical College, now offering more flexible class formats. Whether you're ready to fast track from just a job to a career, get that promotion, or start a bachelor's degree, COTC is the smart choice to reach your goals quickly. Our on-campus, virtual, or hybrid formats fit your lifestyle. And with small class sizes, personal attention, and free tutoring, you'll be on your path to what's next. Learn how COTC can get you there at go.cotc.edu/ycotc.
It's Bacon Extravaganza at Papa John's Pizza. The triple bacon pizza is topped with smoky crumbled bacon, julienne cut Canadian bacon, and real smoked bacon slices. It's a bacon lover's dream. Get a large bacon pizza for $13. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Do you like low prices? Cheap Tobacco does. How about so low? It's free? Cheap Tobacco has you covered there, too. It's Black Friday at Cheap Tobacco, and that means we have what you need at the lowest prices of the year. We have free coils and pods with the purchase of any two e-liquids, as well as $2 off two disposables. Hurry in to take advantage of these vaping deals before the latest Biden bill passes and puts a federal tax on vaping. These are just a few of the amazing deals going on at Cheap Tobacco. So stop in today to see what else is on sale and stock up before it's too late.
Visit Coshocton's Cheap Tobacco at 115 North 2nd Street.
Children ages 12 and under and their families are invited to the Coshocton Public Library for a gingerbread house building workshop on Tuesday, December 14th. Families can choose to attend either the 5:30 or 6:15 p.m. session. During the program, a special holiday story will be told, and children will get to create their own gingerbread houses out of graham crackers, icing, and candy. Registration is required and can be completed at coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Christmas Castle, we are, I'm all caught up with the math now. We are on family number 58 of the Christmas Castle project, and we need another $60 for family 58. So if you can help out with that $60 or any part of it, keep those phone calls coming. And Ellen's coming up to take you through the afternoon, and she'll be ready to update the Christmas Castle as well. So if you haven't called this morning, call at any time this afternoon or evening or any time up until hopefully Friday morning, when we'd like to have the fundraising phase of the Christmas Castle completed. So if you've been thinking about calling, thinking about sharing with the Christmas Castle, right now would be the time to do so. We need another $60 for family 58.
Hi, I'm Lana Clausen, a farmer in Satanta, Kansas. The agriculture industry has come a long way. Advancements in science and technology have transformed the sector, creating new job opportunities and a demand for highly skilled workers. I am proud to support the next generation of ag leaders through the America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders program sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Each year, farmers can help local students by endorsing them for a $1,500 Grow Ag Leader scholarship. The scholarship allows students to pursue their dreams of studying an agriculture-related field. Each year, the program provides more than $500,000 to students enrolling in trade schools and at 2 and 4 year colleges and universities. A variety of fields are eligible, including farming, education, agronomy, engineering, mathematics, data science, communications, and many more. I encourage high school seniors and college students to apply today by visiting growagleaders.com. FFA membership is not required.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org. to help change one life in your community today.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
That wraps up today's Communication Lines program. Thanks for calling. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank Ellen, for joining us, talking about the Footlight Players auditions. Three parts available for Nana's Naughty Knickers. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Mostly cloudy today, cold with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a 50-50 chance of snow showers. Little or no snow accumulation, near steady temperatures in the lower 30s. And tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Currently it is 37 in Coshocton. Keep those calls coming for Christmas Castle. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.